De Sjaals en Tjubes, Schloss Jakov, in Gelik Aleph, Simen Chof, poses a very interesting Shailam. He discusses a situation where, Rachman Otzlan, there's a non-Jewish woman married to a Jewish man. And the woman owns chametz. We know there's a halacha that Masha Kana Isha Kana Bala, as we're learning in our Gemara. And the question that the Shvos Yaakov discusses is that chametz, which is owned by the non-Jewish woman, considered really the property of her husband, and therefore the concept of Masha Kana Isha Kana Bala ought to apply. So the Shvos Yaakov establishes that certainly the halacha of Masha Kana Isha Kana Bala is not limited to a Jewish husband with a Jewish wife, but even with a non-Jewish husband and a non-Jewish wife, part of being married, and since there is this concept of marriage, not only by Jews, but by non-Jews as well, there's a concept of Masha Kana Isha Kana Bala. So, the Shvos Yaakov himself, of course, suggests that even if we'll say Masha Kana Isha Kana Bala, maybe it doesn't mean, by non-Jews, it doesn't refer to a situation where a Jewish man married a non-Jewish woman. Because since, besides the fact that obviously the Kedushin are not Toifus, it's a Kedushin that the Torah doesn't want to take place. So wherever we have a Kedushin that the Torah doesn't want to take place, it should not be considered a Kedushin. It should not be considered in the eyes of the halacha at all a marriage. And the halacha mashakana isha kana bala ought not to apply. But there's a gevaldige raya that actually is not the case. It's a mashah in Masechet. It's actually based on a mashah in a Masechet Megillah. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, explains the pasuk in the Megillah. V'yoyim lo ha-melech l'esta ha-malka. Maba kashaseich ad chatzi ha-malchus v'teyus. I'll give you up to chatzi ha-malchus. Says the Gemara, chatzi ha-malchus v'loy kol ha-malchus. I'm going to give you only half, not the entire. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? V'loy dovash ha-choytzitz l'malchus. There's not something that would break up my entire monarchy. My Nihu. Says the Gemara, what is that that would break up my entire monarchy? Says the Gemara, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. In other words, Achashverosh was saying to Esther that I won't let you, I'm going to grant any request that you ask, but I will not grant a request where you ask me to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mashah asks the obvious question. The pshat in the pasuk is fairly simple. The pasuk is telling us that Achashverosh says, I'm ready to give you half of everything I own. So why does the Gemara go out of its way there in Masechet Megillah to say, Chatzi Amalchus means the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Why does it mean, as it says, that I'm ready to give you half of everything I own? Says the Mashah, because Achashverosh recognized that type of a commitment would be a meaningless commitment. Why would it be a meaningless commitment? Because Kol Mashkana Isha Kana Bala. So even if Achashverosh were to give Esther so much of his fortune, it would mean nothing, because everything that Esther has really belongs to Achashverosh. Now let's think about it, says the Mashah. Let's think about it, says the Paiskim. Esther was a Jewish woman. Achashverosh was obviously non-Jewish. If we're saying that Kol Mashkana Isha Kana Bala doesn't apply when a Jewish man is married to a non-Jewish, when a non-Jewish, between the marriage of a Jew and a non-Jew. So there was a marriage of a Jew and a non-Jew. So why is the Mashah putting in the concept of Kama Shekana Isha Kana Bala and saying that that's why the Gemara had to look for a new pshat in Chatzi HaMalchus and came up with pshat that means that I'm going to, it means the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It must be that we say Kama Shekana Isha Kana Bala. So says the Shvus Yaakov that it depends on the Minhag HaMedina. And if the Minhag HaMedina is that Kama Shekana Isha Kana Bala, then it doesn't make a difference and there would be a problem with Chomet Shavuot of a Pesach. However, if the Minhag HaMedina is not Kama Shekana Isha Kana Bala, then the halacha is that it would not have a problem with Chomet Shavuot of a Pesach. And actually, Ramosha and Igris Moshe, Eire Chaim, Chelek Hei, Simen Chof, has a tshuva to Rav Chaim Greenblatt, Tzatzal. Rav Chaim Greenblatt tells him that in the Haggadah called Birchas HaShir from Rav Aryeh Leib Tzuntz, says that if somebody is selling his chametz, he should not sell his chametz to a non-Jewish woman who's married to a Jew, because Kamash Kanisha Kanabala, and it's going to be Chomet Shavuot of Pesach. Says the Igros Moshe that he doesn't agree, because since they're not married in the eyes of Halacha, we don't say Kamash Kanisha Kanabala. Rather, he says, as we just said, the Shvus Yaakov says as well, it depends on what is secular law. And if secular law dictates that indeed Kama Shekana Isha Kana Bala, you'll have a problem. If secular law doesn't dictate, then you will not have a problem. It depends on the Dina de Malchusa of that location. The Masham in Chelik Beis Simen Samach Gimel in the Mafteches has a very nice raya that we don't say by Akum Koma Shekana Isha Kana Bala. He says the Gemara in Masech the Yevamos that Ayin Vav Amabeis teaches us that Doig HaDoimi wanted to disqualify David HaMelech from being a member of Klal Yisrael. He said, we know that David HaMelech was a descendant of Rus. And the Pasuk says, L'yov ha'amoni u'me'avi b'kal Hashem, and Rus was a me'avis, Rus ha'me'avis. To which Aner responded, Amoni v'loy me'avis, me'avi v'loy me'avis. It only applies to the males, not to the females. And therefore Rus, who was a Geyoris, even though she came from the nation of Moav, wasn't a problem. And what was the reason? Because the pasuk says, "Al dvarash lekidmu eschem belechem ubemayim b'derech mitzayischem mitzrayim." Why were Ammon and Moav disqualified from entering Klal Yisrael? Because they didn't greet us with bread and water as we left Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, "Daka shalish lekadem belechem ubemayim, vein daka shalisha lekadem." Men are supposed to go out and greet, and not women. And that's why the wives of Ammon and Moav were not the women of Ammon and Moav were not disqualified. But the question is, Doig asks Avner, fine, the men should have gone to greet the men, the women should have gone to greet the women. And the Gemara says, Kol kvud bas melech pnima, and a woman is not even supposed to go out to greet the women. But ask the Masham, what's the Gemara's question that the women should have gone out to greet the men, the women? The women can't go out to greet. Isn't there a rule? Kol shemashikansi isha kol and bala. So the women didn't own that lechem amayim. And if the women didn't own that lechem amayim, so you can't ask them to greet somebody with something that doesn't belong to them. It must be that by akum, says the Marshan, we don't say a concept of kamashikon si ishikonabala. And therefore, says the Marsham, over here, by akum, we don't say the concept of kamashikon ishikonabala. And therefore, the Gemara's question that the women should have been those that went out to greet the women with their lechem amayim is a fair question. So, according to the Marsham, if by akum, a non-Jew married to a non-Jew woman, that locha is that we don't say kamashikon si shikonabala. Certainly, when a non-Jewish woman is married to a Jewish man, certainly, which is a marriage as we've described in this year, a marriage that should have never taken place, certainly we don't say, according to the Masham, kamashikon si shikonabala. Furthermore, goes back to Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says a vart, which is extremely relevant in our sugya. There's a Gemara, he says, in Masechta Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadik Vov Amud Beis. The Gemara Masechta Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadik Vov Amud Beis, the Gemara has a question. Boy Roman Bachama, Baal B'Nechse Ishto Mimol. If a husband has rights in his wife's property, and that property is Hegdish, and he was Moyel, is there me'ilu or not? So the Gemara begins. Amarava, manalimal, who do you want? Who is the question that the Gemara is posing? She be over me'ilu. Limo bal, is your question that the bal should be the one to violate me'ilu? Says the Gemara, deteir nichlei delikni, asur lo nichlei delikni. What does this mean? And this is the way the Rosh explains that Gemara. The Gemara means to say that yes, the Torah, Chazal, grant a husband rights in his wife's property. When the Torah grants someone such rights, it's only to the degree where it's for the benefit, only to the degree where it's for the benefit of the husband. But if by getting these rights, it actually causes a negative to the husband, there the Torah never says, there is never halacha kamashikon si shikonabala. So therefore, says the Shvus Yaakov, if by saying kamashikon si shikonabala, in the case that we are discussing, it'll turn out that now the husband will be over bal yirah bal yimotza. It'll turn out by following the concept of the kamashikon si shikonabala, We're going to have a situation of chomet she'ovel of a Pesach. Certainly, that is not what was meant, and the halacha is that we don't say under those circumstances kol masha kana isha kana bala. I asked the Shvus Yaakov. He quotes a Machna Ephraim. He says that the Machna Ephraim says, "What happens if somebody wants to sell us chametz? We know we sell the chametz to a non-Jew. If he wants to sell us chametz, he wants to sell us chametz to his shifcha kananis. So the question is, will that mechira be a valid mechira?" Says the Shvus Yaakov, says the Machna Ephraim, that no. Because we know that alochis, our Gemara teaching us, kol ma shekana evid kana rabbi. So if the shivcha takes ownership of that, and the shivcha takes ownership of that chametz, it really belongs to the owner, and the owner is going to be owning chametz. Why don't we say, says the Shvus Yaakov, as we're saying now, based on the Rosh, based on the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, that it's only for the benefit, not for negative. Says the Shvus Yaakov, a very important word. Although there is a concept of kol mashikon si isha kana bala, and there's a concept of kol mashikon eved kana rabbi, you can't compare the two situations. A wife has the ability to have her own assets. The Chazal taught us Kamash Kansi Isha Kanabala, and therefore Chazal teach us that the husband, Chazal teach us that because Kamash Kansi Isha Kanabala, that the husband takes ownership only in a case where the husband so desires. However, explains the Shvus Yaakov, when it comes to an Eved, the reason the halacha is that Kamash Kan Eved Kan Rabbi is not because the Torah gave the husband such a the owner such a right. It's because an Eved doesn't have a yad. An Eved is incapable of owning something independently. So it's not because the Torah gave the owner rights. It's because he doesn't have that ability. And actually, I think that's pshat in the Gemara here in Masechta Kedushin on Daf Chaf Gimel Amabez. The Gemara attempts to explain the machloikas in our Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, where what will be the halacha if the Eved got money from someone else? Could he use that money to free himself? So first the Gemara attempts to say that the machlok between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is actually the concept of Yesh is Kamash Kan Eved Kan Rabbi. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Amar Shesh the Kula Alma Ein Kinyan Levi B'lei Rabbi Ve Ein Kinyan Lisha B'lei Bala. Kamash Kan Eved Kan Rabbi. The machlokes, according to Rabba, Amar Rav Sheshes, is if a t'nai was attached to the money that's given to the Eved, will that work? Says the Gemara, no. Rebbe Lezer Omer, kol kai gavnet kol am loy pligi de kani Eved v'kani Rabbi. What's pshat and what Rebbe Lezer is saying? So the Rishonim say this already. What Rebbe Lezer is saying is that even when someone gave the Eved money, and he indeed attached the t'nai to the money that he gave to the Eved, it makes no difference. An Eved is incapable of having his own money. So the fact that you attach the t'nai won't make a difference. And therefore, the Rebbe Lazar comes up with a different pshat. So we see that the concept of Kama Shekana Eved, Kana Rabbi, a Kama Shekana Isha, Kana Bala, a totally different concept. And what will be the nafkaminas? One nafkamina will be our Gemara. That if our case, where the owner doesn't want to own what the Eved receives, it wouldn't make a difference. But by an Isha, we're saying that if the owner doesn't want to own, the husband doesn't want to own what the Isha receives, the halach will be that it's going to be not his. By owner of an Eved, he doesn't have that option. Or what will be the halacha if the owner himself gives something to the Eved? So there's many Gemaras throughout Shas that it wouldn't make a difference. You give it to the Eved and it reverts right back to the owner. Because the Eved is incapable of owning anything. But if a husband gives something to a wife, the husband, by giving something to the wife, is showing that he doesn't want to own it. If he meant to own it, why is he giving it to the wife? And therefore, there we won't say Kamash Kana Isha Kana Bala. So as far as our question is concerned, if there's a situation, Rachman Litzlan, where a Jewish man married a non-Jewish woman, and this woman owned chametz during Pesach, the halacha will be that we don't say Kamash Kana Eved, Kamash Kana Isha Kana Bala. Number one, because we have the first heter of the Shvus Yaakov and Ramosha, that we only say Kamash Kana Isha Kana Bala if that's the rule of land. In the United States and most countries in the world, the rule is not Kamash Kana Isha Kana Bala. Number two, we have the opinion of the Marsham that says in general, only by Jewish marriages do we say the concept of Kamash Kana Isha Kana Bala. Not by non-Jewish marriages, and certainly not by marriages of a Jew to a non-Jew. And thirdly, we have the Heter de Shvus Yaakov, that the husband doesn't want to use the concept of Kamash Karish Karnabala when it's going to be to his detriment, in this case where it's going to turn out that he's over by Ra, by Yimotza, or end up with Chom Chavav of a Pesach. And even though we're obviously probably speaking about a non-religious individual, and a non-religious individual is not necessarily thinking about this, it doesn't really make a difference, explained the Poskim. Because we, a non-Sadi, we assume for ourselves that no Jew wants to be over an Isser, or by Rabbi Motzer, no Jew wants to have the problem of Chomet Sh'ovel of a Pesach.